Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9 o'clock on the dot. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. We got David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's sunny outside.
It is sunny outside.
Thank God.
And it's sunny in here, too. Up on the bazillionth floor.
Reggie, is it sunny in there?
No, it's actually quite dark over here, and
yeah,
I like it.
It is.
He does. He keeps the blinds pulled.
Yeah, he does. I don't like that feeling. It makes me feel like I'm just claustrophobic.
Okay, that would make me sleepy.
To pull the curtain back, yes. Everyone, all of the pull-down Venetian blinds in this studio are at their topmost position, and
thanks
we can see everything from Northwest Highway all the way around to the Hunt
Stadium.
Hill Bridge. At AT&T Stadium, yes.
It's a clear day.
We have a beautiful view, and it is. And you know what? It's not forbiddingly cold outside.
Hey, is
that... Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are they tailgating out there at the Cowboys?
They are.
Jerry World,
already.
Is that what I can see?
Yep.
Probably.
12 hours early.
Barbecue's going.
We invite you to participate in the show. You can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. That is the number. Or Autoflex is open right now at both locations. What are the numbers there, David?
Any local area code. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars. We'll talk about them at the beginning of the second segment. These are cars that we've had a little too long. We would love them to go home with you. And if you're interested in saving some money, you can do it on these cars. They're actually marked down, and you can buy them, you can lease them, or you could flex buy them and maybe save even more money. How about that?
I like that. So Tammy came in today, and she said something about different types of drivers and how she's at least two of these.
Yes, I definitely am. There are, and what kind of driver are you? I'd love to hear what you have, you know, stored away in your little secret hiding places. And then
text us.
What kind of driver, after I give you this list, is there something I've missed? Right? Of course, there's the road rager.
Yep.
We all know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
You have the kind driver. They always let you in and don't worry about anything. And then you have the pop star.
Who's the pop star?
Well, they're singing and dancing in their car.
Oh, okay.
And you also have the DJ. That's the one who shares their music. They're not just... I'm a combination. I'm pop star part of the time, but I'm not DJ. I don't open my windows and torture everybody else with it.
It is torture. I'm always like, I am not enjoying this bass as much as you are, my friend.
Oh,
please turn it down.
Right?
Oh,
it rattles
God.
My chest, right? Plus, I wouldn't roll down the windows while I was singing because, that wouldn't be good. People would have an opinion. I can tell this was written by the pensioner. They're permanently at 10 and 2. They may be old, but if they aren't old, they drive like they're old.
Okay.
The accessory. This driver has seen Pimp My Ride way too many times, and they take carbling to the next level. So I'm sure we've all seen those.
Carbling.
Carbling.
That's two words.
Yes.
Okay.
Not
carbling. An act of.
Car.
Carbling. Okay. Bling. Just being sure.
The act of is carblinging.
Okay.
The learner, which I think most people seem to be. You're still learning. But if you do see that sign on top of the car, just stay away.
Right.
Don't mess with those people. The multitasker.
That's me.
And finally, the story that got so many hits on Autoflex's Facebook page this week, the left lane camper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Not a fan of those people.
No. And there is one more, the car habiter.
What does that mean?
They inhabit the car. They've got a lot, sea of clothing, odds and ends, a sandwich from a month ago. I'm not quite that car habiter, but I do have all my returns in the car.
Okay.
In case I run by the store. Oh, yes, I need to return this to Target. Right?
Yep.
So those stay in the car. Unfortunately, those have mounted up. I've got a little returns to do after the holidays.
Yep.
But I try to keep it all in bags and boxes. It's not strewn about.
Right.
So I'm not totally a car habiter. But I'm a combo of the car habiter, the multitasker, and the pop star.
So which one are you? Text in and let us know. Or maybe you want to add something to the list. 877-881-1053 is the number. Now that we've wrapped up 2018, we can officially go over the best-selling cars, trucks, and SUVs of the whole year.
You know what? And it's an interesting mix of cars because it's changed a lot. Even if you go back 2 or 3 years, it's changed a lot. So the and there's I've got 25. It's really not important to know the top 25 sellers, but it is important to know what is selling now and what is not selling now, because if you're in the market for a car, it's something you should consider because the depreciation is the largest expense you will have on the car. That means the difference in what you pay for it and what you get for it when you sell it. So if you buy a car that's really popular and it's going to be popular in 5 years, then that's probably a pretty good bet. It's going to give you low depreciation. You'll be able to sell the car and come out. If you buy a car, especially one that's being discontinued right now, and we're going to talk about the cars that we won't see again after this year. If you buy one of those cars, they're going to be darned expensive. Even if they get great gas mileage and whatever, the depreciation is going to be really, really high. A couple of things worth note, the Jeep Compass was the 25th most popular car. We do a lot of those at Autoflex. That's a pretty normal thing. Subaru Forester. But then you get into a lot of the vehicles that they just don't sell that many of. The Ford Fusion, the Nissan Altima, the Hyundai Elantra, the Nissan Sentra. Those cars, the little cars that get great economy, nobody cares anymore. Gas is cheap, and they need more room, so they get SUVs. So the big sellers, of course, the Ford F-150 is number one, but you have to consider that a lot of those sales are commercial.
Yeah, and fleet and trucks.
It's not like you and I driving an F-150, although there are plenty of people that drive F-150s. Even if you took out the fleet sales, they doubled the sales of the Silverado and the Ram pickup. So even if you took out the fleet sales, Ford's still number one. Silverado, number two, Ram pickup. This is an interesting thing. It's number three, and I'll do a story in a little bit about this. The battle for second place is a big battle. Nobody can knock Ford off the top right now in the pickup business, but the battle for second place is really heated. Number one selling SUV, the Toyota RAV4, a compact SUV, easy to get in and out of, more storage space than a sedan. Number two, the Nissan Rogue. And I can tell you, we lease a ton of Nissan Rogues. They are a great vehicle. They do well. The number six selling car, Honda CR-V. Number seven, Toyota Camry. You have to consider a lot of Camrys go to rental. So a lot of those cars went to rental service. Number eight, the Chevrolet Equinox. Number nine, the Honda Civic. And number 10, rounding out the top 10, the Toyota Corolla. That is a good car. They last a long time. People tend to buy those and keep them. A number of other cars in the top sellers. Interestingly enough, the only thing out of Hyundai and Kia is the Elantra. It is the only one big seller. If you get into the mid-range of the cars that sell the most, you're going to find a Jeep Cherokee, a Jeep Wrangler. Those are great cars, and they have great resale value. And the Toyota Highlander. There was another story online this last week about Highlanders. It is one of the cars that people tend to keep for 15 years or so.
Wow.
So if you're in the market for a car and you're thinking about, hey, I'm going to keep a car forever, you know, statistically, a Highlander really, really works for you.
Well, I had, for a while, I had, what's the step up from the Highlander? It's the Toyota SUV, but it's the big
Sequoia.
Yeah.
Then there's a Land Cruiser. You had
Land Cruiser. That's right. I had one, and it was used, but I had a Land Cruiser for a while. And
the beast.
Yep. That thing lasted, and I got to see everything.
Yeah. But it was not a fast, zippy car.
No, no.
It was big and lumbering and safe.
They call those land yachts.
And old. Yeah,
that's
it was.
A land yacht.
It was a land yacht.
I like
okay,
them,
so
though.
Talking about, you know, the number two ranking. The number two ranking in trucks is very, very close now. It's between Silverado and Ram. Number one is going to be the Ford F-Series. But it's between Silverado and Ram. And the big story here is that Ram has caught up with Silverado over the last couple of years. There's only an 85,000 unit difference in 2017. And in 2018, there was only a 10% difference. So they've made a 57% increase in their number of sales compared to Silverado in the last year, year and a half. Now, a couple of things that bear on this. They brought out the new Ram N18, the new restyled Ram, and so it gave them a little bit of a leg up on Silverado in sales. And they're not going to bring out the new Silverado until late 2019, early 2020, so it's going to take them a little bit to catch up. The other thing is, trucks are really luxury vehicles now.
Yeah.
It's crazy how nice they are.
Well, let me tell you what. I looked up the Acura MDX yesterday because I was thinking about that one from the hard-loaded, $60,000 where they're starting. I was what happened to the $30,000 range?
Right.
It hadn't been 30. They've been in the 40s, but 60. But that's with all the lane departure, the near self-driving. Sorry, David. I can't believe. And they're $60,000 trucks, $70,000 trucks.
Well, and we've also, when we were test driving vehicles for the show, we test drove a Jeep Wrangler that was $57,000.
Can you believe it?
That used to be a $12,000 vehicle.
Jeez.
But let me just tell you, it was nice.
I remember when Suburbans were $20,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah, now they're 70 to 100 easy.
Well, it's all the technology. Yeah, there's so many new safety features and so much technology that it all goes into it.
And I don't think there's I guess we're just paying for all the R&D now because they're still developing stuff for the future. But I feel like they build that cost into what we're paying for the cars today.
Maybe.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, along with our request that you text in what kind of driver you are, we seem to have struck a nerve. I am the disbeliever. It's a mix of a road rager and a happy driver. A disbeliever.
I get it.
Very nice.
I totally get it because I'm usually happy till somebody ticks me off.
And then you can't believe why they did what they did.
But I don't ever become the road rager. Not anymore. I had a little bit of it, you know, where I was going to show them and brake in front of them. Mm-hmm. But then I saw some of those videos where you can really mess somebody up.
Right.
And I don't want to cause anybody to wreck or die. Or don't. I might have wanted to make them gasp.
Yeah.
But since you can't control that, I don't rage. I mentally rage a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have your driver's license when you're dead driving like that. You know, stuff like that. But I don't say it out to them.
So let's talk about the vehicles that won't be here in 2019.
I love this headline. These vehicles will be killed in 2019.
Right? So if you want one, get it now.
Yeah. And so here's the consideration. If you know that the vehicle's going to be discontinued, you know that the resale value eventually will not be as strong as vehicles that they are still selling in most cases. Now, there's a few outliers, the FJ Cruiser that Toyota built, crazy resale value on that car. The Jeep Wrangler, again, crazy resale value on that car. FJ has been discontinued, though. Jeep Wrangler is still making them like little puppies.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
We always talk about how the FJ has so much value because they're hard to come by because they're discontinued. And we also say they discontinue cars because they're not making money.
Right.
So why did they discontinue that?
They weren't selling enough of them.
But now everybody wants them?
Well, a few people do. And the ones that want them really, really want them bad. So they'll pay a lot of money for them. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, can David tell me why mid-80s K5 Blazers are so expensive?
That's a classic now.
It's a classic. It is. And it's just like the little Ford Bronco that you can now buy a 66 through 76 Bronco. But it'll cost you about $120,000. It'll be brand new.
Oh, those that have been refurbished.
Well, no, these
like
are actually brand new ones. They have new engines and new exhaust systems and all that. It's sort of crazy, but, you know, the reality is they're worth a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the cars that are going to be killed, as you mentioned, the Ford Taurus, and that's the number one car that I thought, you know what, it's not the first time they've killed it.
Yep.
It probably will be the last, but we'll see.
Who knows?
Yeah. The Ford Focus, that was a car that was built because it was economic. It got great gas mileage. Nobody cares now. The Chevrolet Impala, ditto the Ford Taurus. It's a big four-door sedan. People aren't buying four-door sedans. The Chevrolet Cruze, ditto the Ford Focus. It was going to be a really, really economical little zippy car, get around town. The Chevrolet Volt, it was replaced by the Bolt. It was the first plug-in hybrid from GM. It was going to be the car of the future. And then they realized that if you're going to electrify, you might as well do it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone. The Volkswagen Touareg.
Sorry.
Leave the plug alone. The Volkswagen Touring.
It's fun.
Which was their small SUV. They've gone with bigger SUVs now. They've got the Atlas for the great big one, three-row, and then the Tiguan. So they're doing away with the Touring. The Volkswagen Beetle, been around since like 48 or 49.
I know. It did disappear for a while and made a comeback, so maybe it'll make another comeback?
In this country, they still made them, like in Mexico, they still made new ones and sold them when they weren't selling them here.
Oh.
That, because the plant was down there.
Mm-hmm.
Hyundai Azera. Raise your hand if you've even been sitting in one. Raise your hand if you've ever seen one.
I've never even heard of one.
Yeah, Hyundai Azera. That was their attempt at a luxury sedan. Didn't go well. It's going over the hill. The Honda CR-V, just bad timing on this. It was going to be a CR-Z. It was going to be a going to be a hybrid. It was going to be a gas sipper. Nobody cares. The Ford C-Max, hybrid plug-in, same reason. The Toyota Prius V, the 5. Here's the deal. It was going to be the luxury Toyota Prius. It was bigger than the other Priuses. Now you can get a compact SUV. Again, the mileage is about the same. You don't need the hybrid. The hybrid's expensive. Nissan Juke. I really sort of like that car.
Yes.
It's been replaced by the little Kicks. It's done its time. Yeah.
They're super cute.
The Cadillac CT6 and the XTS, big sedans. Big sedans are out. And finally, the Cadillac ATS, big sedan. Sedans are out. So those are the cars that are not going to be made anymore. So now here's the other thing. If you want to bargain, get one that's a year old or 2 years old, because after they announce they're not making them anymore, the market on those cars will drop considerably on the pre-owned cars. And a lot of those cars are good cars. There's nothing wrong with them. You can get one and save some serious, serious money. Just shop around.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Reggie, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, chiming in 877-881-1053. You can also call AutoFlex because they're open right now at both locations. The numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all of the stories that we've got on AutoFlex.com. At the Facebook page, you just got to go to AutoFlex/Facebook, like our page, and you'll see great videos. Like, I've got a good video on the 2019 Tundra, all the features and all that kind of stuff. And speaking of Tolos, by the way, we had a couple of Tolos that came to see me this last week while they were in getting their cars. Michael Schwartz got a car. I got a Toyota Corolla.
Hi, Michael.
From Brian Roth in Richardson, and Michael is a Tolo, and he listens every Saturday, he told me. And then Mary Justice also got a BMW X5 from Chad Clark at our Arlington location.
Hi, Mary. Can I borrow your car?
And she is a Tolo, too. You know, it's sort of amazing. There's as many gal Tolos as there are guy Tolos.
Yeah.
It's really pretty crazy.
That's true.
So
guy Tolo and gal Tolo.
Well, you know, you're a Tolo.
Yep. Turn it on, leave it on.
So if you're in the market for a car and you're thinking about maybe saving some money with a pre-owned car, and I've got a text, I want to lease a luxury vehicle, but I don't want to pay the premium price. Can you lease a pre-owned luxury car like an Escalade? Absolutely. In fact, so many people choose to do that because cars like Escalades take big first-year depreciation drops. Mm-hmm. And so you pick that car up at a year or 2 years old, and all of a sudden it becomes a real bargain. Then you calculate it like a lease. You only pay for the part of the car you're going to use, and your payments are very reasonable. A lot of cars on the Save Money Monday list will work like that, and some even better on a flex buy. So you just have to sort of look. 2015 Toyota Highlander LE Plus, it's a V6, $319 a month in a flex buy. It's a great vehicle. 2017 Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road with NAV, $399 a month. Save some money. 2017 Malibu LT, only $229 a month. A lot of these cars are under $399 or $350 a month. How about a 2015 Honda Pilot EXL for only $239 a month. That's crazy, huh?
Yes, that's okay. Less than my cell phone bill.
So I know, yes. So I wouldn't even want to talk to that. So if you're interested in the details on these flex buys, you can find them at autoflex.com or give us a call at 888-234-1234, and we will explain the details. Autoflex Leasing fan text, tons of text. We missed, evidently, the NASCAR wannabe kind of driver.
Yes, we asked what kind of driver are you and went over a whole list of
there's more
multitaskers and asked what you are. And NASCAR wannabe is a good one.
I do usually see at least one of those a day zipping through. And
I'm
not
kind
even
of that
on
one.
The highway. They're zipping through just normal.
Residentials.
Do you do that? Well, not in a residential, but not the highway and not the residential, but, you know, where the retail shops are and you've got a 3-lane road and they're just.
Yeah.
I guess they're
got places
on
to
fire.
Be.
Yep.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I am a Tolo driver and all the rest of those people just taking up space.
All righty.
Here we have a picture of a beagle. I'll hold up the microphone so everyone can see it. Here's a picture of a beagle. What about Tammy's favorite? Texting while ding dong.
No, the texting while driving ding dong.
Oh, got it. With a picture of a beagle and then a very, very bad prediction of the Seattle-Dallas game tonight because they have Seattle on top. They're wrong. That's fine. Dallas is going to win. Autoflex Leasing fan text, every Uber driver has a RAV4. Didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've never been in a RAV4 with an Uber driver.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, don't forget about the parents of small children, minivan with multiple car seats and fast food remnants hiding in every nook and cranny.
That's the car habiter.
Yes.
That is because you're inhabiting the vehicle and you're living in it. And they usually have lots of stains too. But I tell those people, don't worry, you can buy new floor mats and make that van look new again.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan text, here's why you lease these, by the way. You should see the price on an F-350 four-door platinum dually. Jeez.
Oh, I'll bet
it's a great lease truck.
I'll bet it's 100.
Right.
Here's a big rig driver. He says, I'm a Zen driver, and I teach commercial drivers how to do 18-wheelers. And I just say, assume everybody else out there is a fool, and you sit back and relax.
And you got to give them plenty of space. Leave yourself an out. I had to text back to this guy because, you know, I'm patting myself on the back. You have to admit, David, I do look ahead. Like 1,000 feet or 2,000 feet. I'm always trying to scan ahead to see what's going on up there. And I look at people behind me. I'm like, oh my God, he's coming up on me like he's going to run into me. So I'm always watching. That's why you can't be on your phone or you'll miss all this stuff.
Right.
Yesterday, driving home, normal street, but this lady, she whips over from the right lane, whips over two lanes, but she didn't go far enough to the left turn lane. She stopped in my lane, which still was a straight lane at the light and had her blinker on. And when I went by honking loudly, she was looking at her phone.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop and pull her hair. Does that make me a road rager?
Yes.
Because I wanted to pull her hair?
Yep. You qualify as a road rager. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text from Monkey Puncher says, I'm an SMHer type of driver. Is that like shaking my head? Like I shake my head at everybody. Because I've told y'all, yeah. I wag my finger. I don't give people the bird. I just like,
Finger wagger.
Yeah. So maybe that's what he does. Like he shakes his head at him.
I'm surprised you wag your finger at anybody, Miss Sybil. I mean, you tell on yourself like you're not.
I know.
You do all these things. I don't think you should be wagging your finger.
I'm a terrible driver, but when I am paying attention, if you cut me off, you're going to get a finger and possibly a Tammy snort.
That's a salute. That's a salute. That's the one finger salute. Okay, so we've talked.
If I'm paying attention and you do something stupid, I'm wagging my finger. But only if I catch you.
Yep.
All right. So we talked about some of these features already, but here's 10 features that I thought were just great for 2018 vehicles. And we'll see some of the cool stuff that comes out in 19. But the number one thing that I really, really liked was the multi-purpose tailgate on the GMC pickup trucks. Because tailgates used to be the thing that opened and closed when you wanted to put something in the bed of your truck. Now, the GMC tailgate, it makes a desk. It has a step that flops out of it. It does all of these really cool things that are usable. I mean, things that you can actually use the tailgate for. Great idea from GMC. I think you're going to see some copies on that.
You can turn it into stairs.
Yes.
Like, to walk into the back.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They should put a window in it so a little dog could ride in the back and not be having to look over. They could just be looking like...
As long as it's covered. Otherwise, don't take your dogs in the back of a truck.
Yeah, because otherwise they'll fall out.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Subaru Ascent.
I'm going to harness them.
How about a car with 19 cup holders?
I need that.
Okay, so you got to think about it. You got three rows, right? So you got two adults and you got maybe five kids.
Okay.
Right? And they all got stuff.
Yeah.
They all got their drinks. They all got their sippy cups. They all got their 19 cup holders in a Subaru Ascent. So if you need one, by the way, that's the most cup holders in any vehicle.
So just so you know, back in the 70s, cars didn't have any cup holders. You bought, there was a hump down the middle because everything was a rear-wheel drive, I guess. There weren't really any front-wheel drive car. I'm not sure, but I remember this Buick Regal my dad bought. Brand new car. He was buying it for my stepmom. And we took the whole family to go pick it up. Mm-hmm. Now, we weren't allowed inside that dealership because we'd be acting a fool. We had to wait outside in the other car. But once it was time to get out of the car and load into the other one, my sister had a Coke with her.
Ooh, in the new car? No, ma'am.
Spilled it instantly. We were not allowed to have drinks in the car after that.
I bet. You know, cup holders, yeah, they didn't used to come in cars. No. You could buy them at like a car accessory store.
Just, and hooked on it, to
yes, on the window ledge. like a Sonic drive-through. Yeah, tray.
And then the other thing was that hump in the middle. You could buy these things at the auto parts store that fit over that hump.
Uh-huh.
And it was like your center console. It had a place to put all your junk, a couple of cup holders. I mean, it could fall off, but it usually gripped onto that carpet pretty well. Do you people remember these? You young people don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay, so next on the list would be the Ford Trail Control, and they've taken the automated drive, the cruise control, to a new level. If you're off-road on your Ford, you can just steer the car, and it will take care of the acceleration while you're trail climbing. So the trail control from Ford, brilliant idea, actually. A lot of people off-road. The Tesla Summon, this is coming because you're going to see it on a lot of cars. You can control the car with your smartphone. So if you parked and you were fine, and then two people sandwich you in, you can control the car and back it out while it's stuck between two cars that wouldn't give you room to get into the car.
Like remote control
from your
phone?
It's a remote control from your phone.
Weird.
You can walk your car down the street if you want to, which is really pretty interesting. So
taking my car for a walk.
Right. These are the best new features, by the way, in cars.
So the Mazda iActive Sense gives you a vision around the vehicle, in the vehicle. So on your center stack, you got a video monitor, and you can see all the way around your vehicle. The very first time I saw that was on Infiniti. They did it a few years ago. It's really, really nice because if you've got one of those little short parking poles beside your car that you can't see once you're sitting down, it can see it.
My parents got a little Nissan Rogue, and it has the around view camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome, but I'd still have to, I'm going to throw you under the bus here, Cap. She had this scratch on the back of the car when I went out. I said, well, what happened? She said, oh, I hit the fence. And I said, how did you hit the fence? You have a backup camera, and it's the whole entire, I'm not used to that.
Yeah,
I said, well, we're going to practice.
It does take a little getting used to. It's new. It's
high-tech. I know.
Okay.
Still. She could see all around the dang car. She still hit the fence.
How about the Alexa in-car app that allows you to go ahead and sync your car to, like, your Alexa home device? They've got it on the Q50 this year. You could say, Alexa, start my Infiniti Q50, and it will start your car remote.
Does it work the opposite way, too, though, where if you're in the car, you can demand something at home to turn on? Like,
I don't know.
Oh, like, Alexa, turn off that R-rated movie for my kids or whatever.
That girl
smart.
Is not coming in my house.
Alexa, same.
Nosy. She's related to Siri.
Yep.
They're cousins.
My phone constantly, it's like, now what did you say? I was like, girl, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, and Cortana, all of them.
Okay.
No Cortana.
Cadillac rearview mirror. Cadillac's done something interesting. They've got a camera as a rearview mirror, so if you've got people in the back seat, somebody big sitting in the center, you can't see out your back window, you've got your side mirror, but you can't really see what's behind you, they've actually installed a video camera in the back of the car that feeds into the mirror, so you get a clear view behind your car, whether you're driving down the highway or whether you're you're backed into something, or you've got big people sitting in the back, you can see. I think this may be one of the cooler things that anyone's done in years. Lincoln has produced a certain number of 80 of them, Continental Lincolns, that will have suicide doors. And they look a great deal like a Rolls Royce, and they cost a lot like a Rolls Royce, I got to tell you that, but they got suicide doors. So the back doors open up the opposite way that back doors normally open up. They open to the front of the car. Now, from a safety standpoint, they won't open once the car is rolling more than a couple of miles an hour, but they're cool as heck. And, of course, if you're getting into the back of the car, it gives you a tremendous ability or a range of motion to get in and out of the car.
So there's not a pillar between the front door opening this way and the back door opening that way?
It doesn't matter. Even if there is a pillar, the door still opens to the front. I don't know.
Why not?
Lincoln suicide doors. Thanks me for asking a question I don't know.
There's only right. 80 of those, though. Those are going to go fast.
They're going to cost a bunch, too.
Yeah,
they're over 100 grand. Safety suite. And you're going to see this on a lot of cars, but right now they've got them on Mercedes. They've got them on Honda Civic. They've even got them on a 25,000 VW Jetta, and that's where you pick up the safety package. It's got adaptive cruise control, blind spot asset. Assist, we're going to try this again. I'm not going to read it. It's got blind spot. It's got automatic braking. It's got lane keeping assist. All of those things. It's called the standard safety suite. It's going to be standard on all vehicles pretty shortly. And finally, maybe the one I'm the least fond of, but a lot of people use, the Volvo XC40. They have a trash can built into the car in the center console, and they also have a concealed hook that you can hang a purse on the glove box side.
Oh, I bet Tammy loves that.
So,
I do love that idea. That's not the first car that's had that little hook there.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I've seen a Lexus with a hook there.
I like in the back of my Lexus that I got from AutoFlex, where it has the bag, the mesh bag, so when I put groceries in, they never topple over.
They don't roll around, mm-hmm. and your canned goods don't get up there where you can't reach them. It does have a center pillar.
There you go.
Continental. And AutoFlex, it does look like a Rolls.
It does, doesn't it? AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I agree 100%. That's why I love the radio.com app. I make my wife listen to the show. I have been an AutoFlex lease customer for more than 15 years, and we will be getting another car from you soon. Love the program. We love you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. I have a Ford Flex that I paid way too much for, and it took a huge hit after a year. Well, they don't make them anymore. All the dealerships value it for $9,000 less than what I owe. What are my best options to get out of it and into something like a Tahoe? Okay, first of all, if you are truly $9,000 upside down, that's one thing. If they have told you you're $9,000 upside down, you may be further upside down than that. Because one of the things that people run into when shopping for a car is that they get told numbers that aren't really based in fact, but they're allowances, which means the dealership is taking money off the new car and adding it to your old car to make your old car look like it's worth more money, to make the deal more acceptable to you, and they're going to give you the discount on the new car anyway.
Because most people, when they think about, or a lot of people, when they think about, well, I don't want to lose $10,000, I'll just keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll keep shopping and find somebody that'll give me. Well, if they're saying that you're that far under, nobody's going to make up the $10,000.
Right.
Okay, nobody's really trying to make that much money on one customer. Nobody's that stupid. I mean, you think so the way they drive, but they're not. They just can't drive.
Right.
So you need a vehicle with a rebate, or you might just need to keep on driving it if you really don't want to lose the money. Mm-hmm. But there are ways to fix it, and a lease can help you to get to the end of that situation and then be done with it. But cars, that happens to most people. If you buy a car, even sometimes used, it just depends. Depends on how you financed it, how long you financed it, and how many miles you drive it. They can depreciate a lot faster than you can get them paid for.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, we have a habitable minivan. I love it. It's perfect for our family. I'm so glad I had the foresight to put down towels underneath the car seats
Yes. So
the seats don't get stained. That's very smart.
Oh, that's smart.
If you don't have leather.
It also keeps those seats from leaving marks, like big indentions on your leather or your back seat.
As deep. They sell specific pieces to do that, but you can do it with towels.
That's
the cheap way.
I'm a Tolo defensive driver since I drive for FedEx, and I deal with idiot drivers. Yeah, there you go.
Well.
And along the lines of the minivan you just mentioned, I like this question. This AutoFlex Leasing Fan Texter says, Why don't they make sliding doors like they do on minivans on Suburbans? That's a no-brainer. That's so true.
It is. That would make it easier to get in and out, especially from the third seat if you made it a long sliding door.
And not just Suburbans, on any big SUV where you carry a bunch of people around. Why would you not have a sliding door?
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, who knew? You can also use those remote controls to drive your car back and forth between two-hour parking spots from your office window.
I guess that would help in New York, especially, right?
Or downtown Dallas.
Or downtown.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. But there's a story later on about all the different ways people can hack your remote. I think somebody could drive your car away by hacking in.
Let's get into that when we get back. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Woo! Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Reggie, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. You can text us, 877-881-1053, or you can call or text Autoflex. They're open at both locations, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all our great Save Money Monday cars right there at the manager specials. You can also go to Autoflex's Facebook page and see some pretty cool videos. We did, and this was last week, but there's a video out of Europe of a guy that hits like a curb, and his car goes airborne and stays airborne until he runs into the top of a bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Which he hits it upside down. He's rotated. And amazingly enough, he's still alive.
Wow, how fast. He must have been going fast.
I think probably he was a bit distracted also. Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I have a backup camera in my 2018 Silverado. It makes hooking up to my boat really easy, but I think it's making me lazy since I don't have to get out there three or four times. You have to get out and look, see where the hitch is, and go back in and back it around a little bit. In the market for a minivan, we're expecting another member to the family, don't have great credit, is leasing an option. It is according to how good your credit really is. It takes better credit to lease than it does to buy. And if you're going to buy, I would suggest pre-owned. And if you're going to buy a minivan, probably the Honda Odyssey is a good choice. It's going to be more expensive going in. It's going to be less expensive when you sell it because you're going to get more for it. There's a number of good minivans out there.
And congrats on your newest member of the family.
Exactly. Okay, a couple of quick stories. There is a ship that is wandering around all on its own on fire off of Oahu with 3,500 Nissans on it and 41 Honda Accords. It's a ship fire. I mean, the ship is on fire. It's called the Sincerity Ace, which stands for Auto Carrier Express. And they've lost five crew members to the accident that caused the fire. The ship is abandoned, and they're trying to figure out how to get it out of the water. That story is on our Facebook page, by the way.
Did you mention how the fire started?
They didn't say in the story. In fact, they said no one knows yet.
Huh.
But it's floating around out there with 3,500 Nissans on it. The last time it happened, it was loaded with Nissans also, and they had to scrap them all.
Wow.
Because it listed to 60 degrees and probably damaged all those vehicles.
I remember years ago a cargo ship carrying Volvos and BMWs sunk, and I got to work that morning, and a customer we had ordered a specific Volvo XC90 for him.
And it was on that
and
ship?
It wasn't. But he called me. He was like, was my car on that ship? And I hadn't seen the news. I was like, what are you talking about? I said, a ship sunk in the Atlantic Ocean with blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. Let me see. And so we called, and they track your VIN. And no, it was not. I said, no, you're fine. It was not on that ship.
Thankfully.
He was very glad because his lease was going to run out, and we were timing it just right. Anyway,
so another story this week came out on keeping your keys safe while they're in your home, while you're at your office, while you're anywhere. And the suggestion from an ex-FBI security agent was that you wrap them in foil.
Why?
Well, because if someone a hacker has a laptop, they can set outside your home and get the code off your key fob and then resend the code to your car and drive it away. It'll unlock it and drive it away. If you keep your key fob in like a Faraday pouch, which is a little foil pouch that won't allow someone to hack your key, then it's safe. If you don't have a Faraday pouch, then you can use foil.
Regular foil.
It's really sort of crazy because if somebody wants your car really bad, especially if you're not parked inside a closed garage, they can get your car. Mm-hmm. If it's parked on the street, if it's parked behind your house, even if it's in a closed garage, if you've got your keys hanging by the back door, they can still get the code and follow you to work and steer your car there.
I'm beginning to understand the foil hat idea.
Right. I'm so surprised by the number of people who don't lock their cars in this day and age. Like, yeah, on that Nextdoor app I have on my phone in my neighborhood all the time, people are like, hey, we got robbed last night. I'll admit I didn't lock my car. And I'm like, well, that's on you.
I have to really, again, they probably can't drive either.
Yeah.
I mean, if they, Autoflex,
did you lock your house?
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 1984 Pontiac GTA had thousands destroyed during a train wreck. Yeah, and you know what? Even if they're not destroyed, if they're GM cars or Ford cars or Chrysler cars and they're involved in a train accident, they usually scrap those cars. Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, the difference in now and before is we have Amari Cooper. Yeah, no lie, guys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's an Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I've got a 2013 Ford Focus that just hit 100,000 miles, and I've had it for about 2 years. I absolutely hate the car, as it is a sport edition, and I'm looking to get back into a truck that is 16 or newer, preferably Dodge, Nissan, or Toyota. So here's my advice to you. Bring it on down to Autoflex.
Stop it. Stop it. No, but you could drive all three down there.
Yes, you can.
And the thing is,
and we'll take your Ford Focus.
They're all going to be three different prices, and they're all going to have three different resale values in 3 or 4 or 5 years. So you have to consider both of those. Also, how do you fit in them? Mm-hmm. You got to see how you fit in the car, because some people fit in cars better than other cars.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I like that you guys always recommend people bring, if they've got stuff that they transport with them all day, mm-hmm. like a baby seat.
Yep.
Or what would you
dog
say?
Dog crates.
Yes. Yeah. All of the above.
Make sure it all fits.
Golf yep. clubs.
Okay, so
I'm gonna try on the car.
Yeah,
I ran a couple of stories this last week when it was so bitterly cold, and for us that's 30 degrees.
Yeah.
But one of the stories I ran was the fastest way to defrost your windshield, and it got a zillion hits. And basically, you get in your car, you turn the heat on high, you turn it on defrost, you put your air on recirculate, and you crack a window, or you put your air on fresh. And you crack a window. It's according to whose story you read.
But that's freezing. You don't want to crack a window when it's cold outside.
You crack it just so the air will leave the car. So if you take your car off recirculate and open it up to fresh air coming through the heater, you crack your window a little bit to help run that that misty, that moist air out of your car and dry air in your car. Hmm. Now, the other story that got a zillion hits was, and this was well over 1,000, warming up your car in the cold harms your engine. And here's the truth. Back in the old days when we had carburetors, people would warm their car up and they thought it was a great idea. And the carburetor had a choke on it and it would flood the engine basically a little bit and it would start and it would run. Well, now we have fuel injection in everything. And it monitors the fuel amount so that when you start your car, if you just sit out there and run, it causes additional engine wear. It causes the rings to wear out, the cylinder walls to wear out. So in a modern car, don't start it and warm it up. Get in it and drive it. Now, don't drive it like crazy, but get in it and drive it, because that's the safest way to warm the engine up to above 40 degrees, at which it tends to operate efficiently. And it won't tear the engine up if you do that.
How long do you need to drive like a normal citizen before you can zip around in your car when it's cold? How long does it take to warm them up driving a couple miles?
Back to our original story. Should police ticket left lane campers as much as speeders? And it's interesting because if you look at the statistics, okay, first of all, if you go to Germany and you drive in the left lane, the Polizei, they will pull you over and write you a ticket for driving in the left lane while you're not passing.
Really?
Yeah, if you're not passing a car, you better not be over there.
Like on the Autobahn or just on any street?
And it's sort of crazy on the Autobahn because the guy coming up from behind is going 155, you know? So they write tickets for people not passing in the left lane, people living in the left lane. Left lane campers, which make me crazy.
Same. Any German drivers that know for sure which roads this applies to, please
let us know. All of them. They got signs everywhere. Do not drive in left lane unless passing. Now, we have some in Texas now. Some. But most places don't even have signs. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the number of speeding tickets written versus the number of left lane camper, you fools, tickets written, there are almost no left lane camper tickets written. And they should be. I mean, if you're passing somebody, pull in the left lane. If you're not, stay in the right lane.
You know, when I lived in Brownwood, that was the country. Lot better drivers when it came to that. Because when you were out on those two-lane country roads, every so often there were these pull-off places where you could pull over, like the trucks would always pull over there so the cars could pass them. Yeah. And in Colorado, too, there were always these passing lanes, all the highways. So
in the Western states, people tend to drive in the right-hand lane unless they're passing. In Montana, Wyoming, all those big wide-open states, people stay to the right unless they're passing someone. They just drive politely out there. Now, and if you've the freeways in California, they use all the lanes all the time.
They have to, because it doesn't matter.
By the way, if you want a really good video or a really good story, at our Facebook page, Autoflex's Facebook page, there is a story and there's a picture of a guy that was driving while intoxicated, New Year's Eve, and he ran from the police, and then he tried to get into his gated community. And he actually sort of fell out the window of his vehicle.
I've done that.
But his foot, oh my God.
Well, not while I was driving, while I was a passenger. I just fell out because I was.
His foot got hung in the steering wheel.
Oh no.
And he couldn't get up and he couldn't get out. Finally, the fire department came and cut his foot out of the steering wheel, so they could get him out of the vehicle and safely into an ambulance, at which he was taken eventually to the police department.
Did it break his foot or ankle or leg or something?
It didn't look really good. Hey, go to the Facebook page.
I didn't look.
You can see it there.
No.
Didn't look good.
I can't look at the Theismann video.
That's hilarious. Oh, the Theismann?
Yeah. No.
We did get an Autoflex leasing fan text from Ranch Pup checking in today. She is sitting on top of a Jeep. She's ready to go check the cattle. And she is our official show mascot.
Yes, she is. And that Jeep has some mud on it. It's a ranch Jeep.
If we didn't have time to get to your phone call or Autoflex leasing fan text, guess what? You can still call Autoflex because they're open right now, 214 or 817-234-1234 or autoflex.com. And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Reggie. Fan Jam is coming up next, so you can get all the Cowboys in your face that you want.
Right. Go Cowboys!
We'll see you back next weekend. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.